Спасибо огромное, госпожа председатель.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair, and thank you for that constructive information that you provided.
I thank the head of the delegation to his introduction statement. Distinguished delegation, as you are aware, the procedure of the committee for the consideration of the periodic reports is for questions to be posed by a number of experts, following which the delegation will be given an opportunity to respond to those questions. Following that, another group of experts will be given an opportunity to pose questions, and the delegation is again given the floor to respond. The experts' question will be asked largely following the order of the article of the convention. This procedure is followed throughout the two meetings of today and tomorrow. I would like to remind the delegation that the committee will aim to complete its consideration of the implementation of the convention by Uzbekistan by 1:00 p.m. tomorrow. On each of the two mornings, the dialogue will be webcast live on UN Web TV. As a remote simultaneous interpretation is available for 2 hours per meeting on the online platform. Both parts of this constructive dialogue will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. today and tomorrow. This reduces the length of our constructive dialogue from 5 to 4 hours, as compared to traditional dialogues taking place in Geneva. Against this background, the committee has decided that the Uzbek delegation has kindly agreed that the questions by committee members on Article 11, 13, 14 of the Convention will be read out during the dialogue and will at the same time be sent in writing to the Permanent Mission of Uzbekistan. And the answers of the State Party to those questions will be requested in writing within 24 hours, one working day, from the end of this dialogue, Tuesday, 7th February at 1 p.m. Geneva time. Please note that the answer should not exceed a total of 1,500 words and will be published on the CEDAW website for the 81st session as a form part of the public dialogue. I wish to draw the delegation's attention to the need for careful time management, and I encourage the delegation to provide precise, short, and direct responses to experts' questions, as well as to indicate where response cannot be provided. In that case, your delegation should take note of the questions that cannot be answered immediately, and you may request to submit the pending information writing within 24 hours, one working day. From the end of the constructive dialogue, that's also by Tuesday, 7th February at 1 p.m. Geneva time. In order to enable an interactive dialogue, the submission of additional information writing should be the exceptional raises and the rule. If the delegation submits additional information writing within 24 hours, such information should not exceed 1,500 words and should be timely, concise, and answer the concrete questions posed by experts. Please also note that such information will also be published on the CEDAW website for the 81st session. Lack of the inadequate replies to questions raised by the committee may result in follow-up questions and eventually may be reflected in the concluding observations of the committee. I should also like to indicate that if necessary, the delegation may be asked to limit its responses should these become necessary due to time considerations. I will now call upon the experts who wish to pose the questions under the various articles of the Convention. Experts are also reminded to respect the time limits for the questions, where questions are not sufficiently answered. Experts will be given an opportunity to ask follow-up questions for 2 minutes. We will start questions relating to Article 1 and 2 of Part 1 of the Convention. I would like to first give the floor to the Madame Genoveva Tishova. For the same articles, we'll be continuing by Madame Nicole Amelin. Thank you very much.